Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Almost Daily. I am at home today, so I'm not in the office with Charch or Brian or Matt or anyone. So it's just me. And like last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, I have to bring in a ringer. I need to bring in a ringer to talk to me about stuff. So I brought in Elliot Crist of the Quant Edge. It's a brand new site, just launched August 8th. They have a ton of awesome tools, especially for those of you playing on Fanball for DFS. Their tools for DFS are going to be awesome, are awesome already, but they're going to be awesome once people start playing more DFS. I know that Fanball's contests are already in the lobby, so you can do that right now. But let's get to Elliot. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Good to have you on a podcast. You were on MFL 10's weekly with me last week, I believe. Yeah, it was last week. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Saturday feels like it was like a month ago, but yeah, it was just Saturday.
It does. The football, this football preseason, there's so much like real news and not real news, and just people getting pumped up or ripped up. It just
every time someone leaves the practice field, we're like, well, I guess, you know, he's out for the year. Yep. Right. Antonio Brown. Oh, man. Should I not draft Antonio Brown anymore? Is he out for the year? Yep. And like an hour later, he's like, I'm fine. We're freaking out over every minor preseason Nick and Bruce.
I know. Maybe we'll start there. I want you to tell people about the Quant Edge in a little bit here, but let's start with that. I mean, is there anything in the preseason news that you found like real and actionable at this point? I mean, it's still so early. I mean, I guess the big one to talk about with a guy like you would be Rashad Penny and his broken finger and how you assess that situation. But maybe talk on that, or if there's anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of Rashad Penny in best ball, and I came away, I was like, just don't get hurt. Don't get hurt, and I'm happy. And he doesn't get hurt, and of course he breaks his finger in practice. Ultimately, I do think Penny's going to take over that backfield. It just may take a little bit longer now. I think now is probably the time to buy Penny because
– yeah.
His stock's down, and Carson's stock is about to go through the roof for a guy that may have a bell cow workload one or two games this year. I think people are jumping on that train way too late. If you wanted Carson, get him in the 12th round a couple weeks ago. Now when he goes in the 7th and 8th, that's not something I have interest in. The most actionable thing I saw was Baker and Sam Darnold. You saw them play a lot, play really well, and it kind of shows – like, their time's coming. They're going to start sooner rather than later. I think Darnold's going to ultimately start week one. But, you know, I think you need to see the whole preseason play out before it just gets to, all right, one game, this guy played 9 snaps, he had 2 good plays, and now he's 3 rounds higher.
Yeah, that's man. Yeah, going back to the Chris Carson thing, he actually went in the 5th round in a few drafts this morning. The 5th round. 58 overall. But his ADP is still, you know, top of the, wow, I have to do this in my head real quick, but it looks like top of the 8th, end of the 7th, top of the 8th. And Rashad Penny is sitting, oh my gosh, wow, he's in the 6th, about late 6th right now. So there's only about a round difference between those two right now. I'm guessing you'd be soaking up those late 6th round shares of Penny.
Yes. 100%. I think it's kind of one of those easy decisions where, you know, like if you wanted Peyton Barber, it's the same thing with Peyton Barber and Ronald Jones, right? Took Peyton Barber when he was when his stock was low, not when it's, you know, at its peak.
Right. Exactly. And Rashad Penny at that's what their prices right now are on MFL10s.com, where you can play some best ball leagues. I'm just going to throw it out there because you have about 10 days left for the 8-hour drafts. And you have about 14 days left for the 4-hour drafts. Live drafts obviously go right up until pretty much kickoff of week one. But just putting it out there, if you want to get in some best ball leagues, MFL10s.com. You got a couple weeks left, not much time. But Elliot, let's jump to the Quant Edge. Tell us about it. Tell us how there's a lot of listeners that on here that play not just DFS, but DFS on Fanball, but play a lot of DFS. Tell them what the Quant Edge can do for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll start with – we will have an optimizer and plenty of time for the regular season, you know, where you can set anywhere between 1 and 150 lineups, and you can set exposures. You can lock players into lineups. You can group players. We'll have some ownership stuff as well with our partnership with FanShare, who is one of the most accurate ownership people in the industry last year. We'll have a wide receiver cornerback matchup, which I think is, you know, next level stuff where you can pull any wide receiver, tight end, cornerback, safety, or linebacker and match them up by where they line up again on the field, by route type, by coverage type. The injury tool, you can take any player in the league, offensive or defense, off the field and see how he impacts his team. And when you take an offensive player off the field, you see how he impacts all of the fantasy relevant players. You know, you could take David Bakhtiari off the field and see how Aaron Rodgers impacted. You could take Antonio Brown off the field and see how Juju Smith is impacted. And that's by snap. So it's more detailed than anywhere else you can find. And then the head-to-head tool allows you to compare any two players you want if you're trying to make a decision between two guys based on a bunch of different metrics, or you can compare that player to that defense overall that week. So let's say we want to take Gronk against the Eagles in the Super Bowl last year. We can look at the heat maps and see that the Eagles really struggle with the short left side of the field. That's where Gronk saw the most of his targets and on the season. And then Gronk goes up against the Eagles for 15 targets, 9 catches, 115 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So, you know, really in-depth detail in a split second. On top of the fact, we'll also have a premium chat and 20-plus articles and podcasts a week as well for exclusive to TQE members.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I've been singing the praises of the injury impact tool where you're just pulling a player off the field and seeing how the rest perform, others perform. It's just, that's amazing to me. That was so needed. I love looking at that thing. I'm going to use it all season. Just for listeners, thequantedge.com is where you can go sign up, get an account. It's going to be such a good tool for people. Definitely check that out. We got redraft season going on right now before we get fully into the DFS stuff. Elliot, do you have a basic strategy in redrafts this year? Are you a two running backs in the first three rounds type of guy? I'm usually that guy, so I shouldn't like give a snarky accent to that, but what kind of strategy are you running into your redrafts with?
I think it's so dependent on where you go. Like if you have a top four pick, I'm 100% taking a running back. Like I would love a running back, Gronkowski running back strategy, and then load up on wide receivers the rest of the draft with taking a quarterback in like the seventh round, because people have adopted late round QB so much that quarterbacks that used to go in the third round are now going in the seventh. So when you get Tom Brady or Cam Newton or in the seventh, or Drew Brees in the eighth, Russell Wilson in the seventh, you know, that's a value. So if I can start with two running backs that are going to be bell cow guys, get the top tight end, get one of the top three or four quarterbacks, and then just load up on wide receiver the rest of the draft. You know, maybe I end up with like a Larry Fitzgerald, Marvin Jones, Nelson Aguilar, Kenny Stills, Cooper Kupp wide receiver core. I think I can kind of piece things together on top of the fact that I'll already have two bell cow backs, a top tight end, and one of the top quarterbacks. That's the way I look at it.
That interests me because you do not hear a lot of analysts nowadays talk about getting a top quarterback. It's not really talked about very much, especially in such a deep year. But I think your point on the wide receivers is incredibly true. I found myself finding so much really good deep wide receiver value late. Like I'm loving having, I can't even count the number of shares of Chris Godwin, Mike Williams, and Kenny Golladay, Kenny Stills, and a couple others that I have just late in drafts, just dart throws. This is like bench players that could be absolute studs for me.
Yeah, and there's a lot more of those guys at the wide receiver position that aren't relying on an injury for that kind of thing to happen.
Absolutely.
That's what makes it tough for me to go wide receiver early, is just because once I get past the third or fourth round, there are not really many running backs that I feel all that comfortable with.
Oh, yeah, 100% accurate. I will say this. There's an interesting thing going on right now where, because of Ronald Jones not looking good and Peyton Barber and whatnot, and Nick Chubb, kind of the same thing, Rashad Penny's injury, Sony Michel's injury. I know that I'm missing someone or some people, but it feels like some of their ADPs are dropping a little bit. So you can kind of, Royce Freeman, maybe you can steal some of those in the fifth, sixth round. But there's a lot more risk there.
Those are guys I'm stealing, though. I'm taking those chances all day long. We've seen historically early round rookie running backs.
Yeah.
They get a lot of opportunity. And they always – the funny thing is, if we can just hop on this real quick.
No, do it.
In terms of player bias, everybody loves Royce Freeman right now. and they completely ignore the fact that Devontae Booker is listed as the starter and ran ahead of him in preseason.
Yeah.
And before the Penny injury, everybody loved Chris Carson and no one wanted to respect Rashad Penny. And they're like, look, Penny's number one on the depth chart, man. It's not going to be – Carson's number one on the depth chart. It's not going to be Penny. But at the same time, would be like, listen, Freeman's going to overtake Booker. It's different. Like, people love to have confirmation bias in their original take when discussing how a situation is going to play out.
I will say there's this interesting thing with the Denver backfield, especially with Booker. And you're dead on with that, where they play this out, that situation out with Denver, but then they flip it for Penny. It's just pick a side. I mean, your process is either one way or it's the other way. You can't play both sides of that fence. But with Booker and Penny, Booker and Freeman, I find it interesting because, like, Freeman caught, 14 passes last year at Oregon, something like that. Denver lost, 99 running back targets vacated from that offense. You know, they lost a ton in the receiving game to running backs. And Booker's much more of a receiving back. I think he'll have a little bit of a role. But I find it weird how people are just assuming – that you get these people going, oh, Booker's going to be the fall-on starter, Freeman's going to be the fall-on starter. I think I'm in the boat where I think they're going to kind of
both. I'm in the same boat with you. I think Freeman will do first and second downs, and I think Booker will do the third downs. Yeah. I think last year he finished 7th in yards per target for running backs. Yeah. He actually averaged more yards per target than Jarvis Landry did. So, he was actually efficient in that role. I think he's a bad running back, but the Broncos seem, hell-bent on getting Booker on the field, and I think he's going to catch passes, and Freeman will ultimately be that first and second down guy.
Oh, man, that is a great stat on Booker at his yards per target, and I am so stealing that for fantasy football training camp this weekend. which is it. If you're listening in Minnesota, we have fantasy football training camp here with Paul Charchian. You'll watch the Fantasy Football Weekly radio show live, and then we'll talk about some deep dive data analysis after for about an hour, hour and a half. It's at Canterbury Park. I believe it's 4:30 p.m. Saturday. We got bumped to the evening because the Vikings game is in the morning or, middle of the day. Come check us out. If you're around and in town, I think 1,500 people came last year, which was very fun to, talk in front of 1,500 people, but it's fantasy football. It's not hard to do. It's fun. So come on out and watch that. I'm smooth with these plugs, aren't I, Elliot?
They just kind of roll right off the tongue, man. That was an amazing transition. We went from stealing a stat to 1,500 people out last year. That was impressive.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess the last thing I might want to touch on for a minute or two here, just because we've been talking about Penny and Freeman. No, I'll leave it in. Screw it. Penny and Freeman. There are people that do rookie drafts right now. It's, in the industry, it's just not a common thing. We all do them right after the rookie draft, the NFL draft. We like getting those rookies on the team now or then. But for the people doing them now, you are huge into NFL draft stuff. You're like one of the guys out there for NFL draft information. At this point, have the top of your rankings changed? Do you have any sleepers for people listening that are doing them right now?
I think Kerryon Johnson at the end of the first, beginning of the second was a guy I liked a lot, but that may have ended. If we want to go real deep sleeper, Trenton Cannon on the Jets, I think he could end up having a significant role this year as a pass catching back, and he's the very last round. And Chris Hearn, if you're in a tight end premium league, Chris Herndon still doesn't get drafted in there, and he's probably going to start for the Jets. So those are a couple. That's real deep. But in the second round, I mean, guys like Anthony Miller were the second round target, and now that's gone.
So
I would the thing I would do is if everyone was high on Penny and Ronald Jones 2 months ago, and now they've dropped significantly in your draft, just take advantage of people changing their rankings drastically without enough information to change them so drastically.
It is crazy how much just a little bit of information can change things drastically. I'm gonna throw this out there. I'm in a rookie draft right now. It normally does it earlier in the offseason, but we had a lot of scheduling issues. I just got Kiki Kuti at 3.12.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's that, and he blew up when Sigmund Bloom started talking about him a lot, and there was like a report of he had a good practice, and I think he tweaked a hamstring, and then he fell off again. But yeah, Kiki Cutie is that's a fun player and a fun offense.
We should probably get on out of here though. We're closing in on 15 minutes. Just want to mention, I'm running a bunch of redraft leagues, dynasty leagues, empire leagues, guillotine leagues. If you're looking for a league to be in, you want to be in another league besides your home league or whatever, safeleagues.com. I have leagues from $15 all the way up to $350. They're commissioned by Ryan McDowell and myself. We're pretty good commissioners. I think people have heard of us as commissioners, right, Elliot?
I would imagine so.
One or two people. And then League Safe Classifieds. If you have a league that you're trying to fill up yourself, you created it, you want to fill it up yourself, and you do it on League Safe, you can, there's a classifieds button in there. You can put your league on League Safe Classifieds and find those last few owners. It's really, really cool. Just leaguesafe.com/classifieds or leaguesafe.com and just click on the classifieds button or whatever. But thanks for coming on, Elliot. This was awesome. Glad to get your opinion on some of this stuff.
This is a blast, Scott. I mean, you're one of my favorite guys to talk to. The conversation is just always a good time. Just one last thing on the Quant Edge. Yeah, if you use promo code Elliot, E-L-I-O-T, you will get 15% off the season-long subscription. So if you check it out and you like it and you want 15% off the season-long, just type in promo code Elliot and you'll be taken care of.
That's awesome. 15% off. E-L-I-O-T. One L, one T in Elliot. TheQuantEdge.com. All right. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.